Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, our guest today is Patrick Stanzak of Geek Heroes, who has served in the Marine Corps from 2012 to 2017 and rising to the ranks of sergeant. Currently, Patrick and his team offer marketing and SEO and believe in treating all of their clients fairly and bringing the best customer service to everyone, big or small. Thanks so much for joining us today, Patrick.
Thank you, Julia.
So let's dive into a couple questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit. So tell me, first of all, where are you tuning in from today?
Chicago.
Very nice. And what motivates you as an entrepreneur?
My motivation is not going back to the corporate world.
Yeah.
In all honesty.
Yeah. Well, that's a good motivating factor for sure.
Yeah, that the ability to do things on my own, the competitiveness, I love all that.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a fun challenge. And then so how did you get into digital marketing originally?
Let's see, Marine Corps, I did electronics, got through like a Microsoft course called MSSA, got like 4 years with the certs in 4 months for server stuff. So not marketing, right? But got out, decided to come back to Chicago, but my, parents and everything, I grew up here. Mm-hmm. So came back, started an IT company right off the bat, slash marketing, and was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. So let me just do it all. Not necessarily the best approach, but it was the best for me.
Yeah.
Found a great client, got to do a slew of things for her, everything from IT to marketing to property management to real estate to accounting to, you know, got paid to learn essentially. And so after doing that for about a year, burnt out as many people have, and decided what is the one thing I'd liked about all that and I want to go forward with. And turned out I like having just a laptop and being able to do anything off that and marketing. And I love developing websites and all that kind of stuff. So it was like a natural fit and I burnt out. I like this. Let me go forward with it. And that's when my shift happened. That was about early or late 2018.
Okay. So is that when Geek Heroes was born?
Yeah. So that's when I had my company name change and all that and went to the direction of digital marketing through and through, and I've niched more and more ever since.
Okay. So what kinds of businesses do you currently serve? Is it a specific niche that you're serving?
So I've kind of dove into the niche of, hey, I've been in the construction world my whole life. I like service-based things. I helped my mom start a cleaning company. You know, I did all that kind of stuff. So it's just more natural for me to be in a service-based industries, and more specifically like construction, anything from home inspectors to plumbers, to landscapers, to brokers, to, you know, anything like that. So that's really where my niche is currently for 2022.
Very cool. So how do you set yourselves apart from other agencies?
I think my communication and just being there. One thing I noticed maybe about the first year in business, I had a lot of cases of people coming to me and they were burnt. Know what I mean. And so making sure that doesn't happen with me, making sure I know my craft, making sure I know, you know, how much I'm charging and being able to show value, that my value is greater than the price, right? And that's always been very important to me without undervaluing myself. So learning, right? Trial by fire. But also the one unique thing really is, you know, I work in a number of ways, one of which is I come on as a chief marketing officer, you know, in a way to companies that have little to no marketing and they need to grow out all marketing. We use ROI to, you know, as our North Star to determine what's the greatest you know, ROI and what's the thing we're going to be focusing on that month. Mm-hmm. And that's all facilitated by 1 hour calls once a week. It may seem excessive, but I have great communication and that's like my strong suit. And that's definitely my separator. Also, I can work fast if I need to and do things in real time.
Yeah. Oh, that's really interesting. I like that strategy a lot because I think, just over communicating and just ensuring that your clients are crystal clear on what those expectations are is such an important piece of the puzzle.
And not only that, I'm holding them accountable also during these calls.
I like that. Yeah, definitely. No more waiting on the client or not as much. Yeah.
Yep.
So what are some of the biggest challenges that you encounter on a day-to-day basis?
Not having necessarily a big team. And what I mean by that is it's kind of the biggest challenges would be, not having a team and having to swap hats as a startup.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of mental energy to swap between doing finances for like 6 hours and then shifting over to operations and then shifting over to sales. There's always a lag.
Yeah.
So before I'm finally fully focused, and then life stuff happens, right? And then you're like unfocused. And so setting expectations for the day is difficult. Mm-hmm. If done right, it works well, but the changing of the hats is, I think, the most difficult part.
Yeah, that's huge. And I noticed that with myself as well. Are there any tips or strategies that you've kind of discovered along the way that have made those transitions a bit easier?
Yes. Copious notes. Don't be too hard on yourself. If you accomplish things for the day, you're good, right? Mm-hmm. As long as you're making progress. But really what I noticed is everybody does calendar stuff, everybody like physical stuff, maybe online, maybe they're using this and they're forcing themselves into some kind of constraint to keep themselves on track. Be fluid with it. So the way I do things is I use Asana for project management. Mm-hmm. Then I use email for communication as well as Asana. For emergency stuff, I use text messages with all my clients if it's emergencies, my personal phone. Mm-hmm. Then I have literally like sketching paper with no lines. And that's mm-hmm. how I take all my notes before they go in Asana. Then I also have the high performance planner, which I like quite a bit. It has you evaluate yourself daily on, are you on track mentally? Did you actually put forth the mental energy that you needed to for the day? It's stuff like that. And then also not constraining yourself to doing that all the time and getting angry if you don't. It's more of a, these are your tools. They're more for like checking yourself to make sure you're on track. And that's the way I approach it.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. One thing I've personally done that has worked well for me is I time block. And I think that was what you were referring to with like the calendar notes. And yeah, mm-hmm. so that's worked out really well for me. And then I can basically just, if there's one day where I'm more focused on sales, I can just be, maybe Monday for like half the day is something I'm focusing on. It's all tasks similar to sales. And then the next day it's all, it's a different task, but then I can fully immerse my mind in what I'm doing without being pulled back and forth. It can be a big productivity waster whenever you're making that shift too often.
100%.
Yeah. So if you had one growth tip that you could share with other up and coming agency owners, what would that be?
Growth tip. Know what your like exit is, like what's your end goal. Whether it's to be passed it on to your, kids or something, whether it's grow it to, $10 million, $100 million and sell it, grow it to $1 million, grow it to whatever and sell it. Like you need to know it and work your way back. That way you'll be able to say no to the appropriate things. You'll know. Also another big thing for me is like, I've shifted to a lot of websites this year because doing some financial modeling, I found out to achieve my exit strategy growth to an exit. I need to be ready for scalability, and I can do 14 websites in a month, whereas I can only do 7 per account manager. I can only do 7, like actual retainers for that CMO role that I was talking about. And right. in all honesty, I think the websites might be the best way to go for initial growth.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Very cool. So I'd love to talk about sales a little bit with you. So do you have any tips for proactively bringing in new leads into your agency?
Yeah. So when starting off, like you're going to be probably the best salesperson. You need to be out there. For example, B&I, I like that. You dive into it and you'll get a lot out of it. Another one is Chambers of Commerce. Like if you actually dive in them, you'll get something out of it. Forming in-person relationships is huge. Mm-hmm. That's like the easiest way because, 5 to 12 touches to sell someone. Well, you got to be in front of them. You got to form relationships. Mm-hmm. I've done everything from in-person relationships all the way to cold email outreach. In-person relationships works the best.
Interesting.
But you can do all kinds of things.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. So what would you say is more effective, BNI or Chamber of Commerce? What has been more effective
BNI.
For you? BNI. Yeah. It's really interesting because it's a pretty big time commitment, isn't it?
Yeah, 1 hour a week, but it's if you ever read, what is it called? Power Connector. So you got to form actual relationships and give more than you take.
Yeah.
And so that's the whole idea behind BNI. It is very cultish, but with discipline breeds creativity, right? And so in order to achieve all that stuff, you need that discipline structure that makes it seem like cult-like, but I mean, it's pretty awesome. It is cult-like because it's very specific. You never go over time. You never do anything. But all the power is in the one-on-one meetings you have after in person, helping to understand what you're looking for in that very specific moment in time, referring those kind of people to anybody, building your own network and being the plug, essentially, and then sharing that.
Oh, that's so cool. Very interesting. Yeah, I was just curious to see what your experience was. So once, you have a potential, like a prospect, how do you stop that prospect from procrastinating and close the sale?
Data. So like I've done it enough to know that it for like my CMO role stuff, it takes about 3 months to close them, even after, they've said yes. And it's really a numbers game. Like, so on one side, it's a numbers game and you identify like, okay, out of 5 proposals I sent out, I'll have 1 or 2 closes and that's okay. That's just what it is. And those are like absolute yeses turn into 2 actual yeses.
Right.
So that's normal. Mm-hmm. So don't beat yourself up for that. And then on the other end, it's iterating all the stuff. So your proposal, can you tweak it to maybe close 2.5 of those 5 on average? Mm-hmm. And so doing stuff like that, then maybe increasing the next part of your funnel, the next part, it's not perfect. You just got to do it.
Yeah. No, I like what you say about, you got to keep doing it, but I like that you're constantly tweaking it and adjusting it and seeing what's working really well and what could maybe need some improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you have any tips for maintaining really happy clients?
Yeah. Over communicating with those 1 hour calls are so huge.
Yeah.
They work so well before I started doing them. And I didn't do them at first. And then I noticed those, SEO is taking forever. Yeah. I know it does. You got to be patient, but it's like, what am I going to tell you? Like we increased one person. No, it's like, it doesn't this week or something. Like it doesn't work as well. Communication, those 1 hour calls. And a lot of the time they go over and that's built into my pricing. Right.
Okay.
And you have to do that. You can't underprice, right? Because then you're like, oh, I can't communicate more than 1 hour in a month with you. It's split over 2 half-hour. That just doesn't work. I've paid for those services before. It doesn't work. I've quit all of them. 1 hour, 1.5 hours, and then also pop up like meetings, like emergency meetings you need to, with text message, with email, with Asana, with all this kind of stuff. Works really well.
Okay. Very cool. What would you say has been the biggest overall challenge you've had to overcome to date when growing your agency?
Niching, being honest with yourself at first. So I was a Marine, so I'm a veteran, part of Bunker Labs, the largest nonprofit for military connected entrepreneurs in the country. I run Chicago for that. So I run an incubator and all this kind of stuff.
Okay.
And the greatest problem, is always that it's just niching. and you learn about like Bill Gates, you learn about all these people that once they finally found that hyper niche thing, that's when they saw success. Mm-hmm. And same thing with me. When I did everything, I did not see as much success as I did once I decided I'm going to be doing this exact thing. And you keep niching further and further down. That's cool. But being honest with yourself. So I decided at first that I'm going to hit the whole veteran community. That was going to be my niche. But in all honesty, what does that actually mean? That means I'm doing every industry that's a veteran. It's just not reasonable. And I did do it from e-commerce stores to women's shoes to hearing aids to everything. And then I finally realized like that is not a niche. I got to be honest with myself. So that was the biggest hurdle, honestly.
Okay. So how do goals and strategy come into play when growing your agency?
Like I think I said before, knowing what your exit is or your end goal, your why and your end goal are very important. Once you know that, you can just work your way backwards. It's as simple as that. Your numbers work, everything works. So that, also I use EOS, if you're familiar with that.
Yes, we use that.
Operating system.
Yes, we use that as well.
So that also helps you, like, if it's not on paper, it's not real, right? So it makes you put everything on paper. Yeah. And then I work in 90-day windows. So I already know what my 10-year goal is, and I already brought it down to a 90-day window. And 4 to 7 goals for the 90-day window. And if opportunities come up or things come up that are not in line with achieving the goals for that 90-day window, I don't do them.
Yeah, I know. EOS, it's been such a game changer for us as well. Cause like you said, it's just working backwards from what that end goal is. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just having that scorecard and those weekly metrics that you're tracking it's so beneficial.
Yeah, I got to meet with Gino Wickman a couple times too.
So oh, no way.
Yeah, he helps Bunker Labs.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. Yeah. I loved Reading Traction. It's awesome. Yeah,
his new book too.
Okay. Very cool. So do you have any tips for being more efficient and productive in your day to day?
Yeah. Take breaks, take like mental breaks when you're feeling overwhelmed, especially when swapping hats. The overwhelmness can happen because like I have so much more to do, but I have to do this.
Yep.
Be fluid with the way you operate. Don't necessarily stick to a very rigid structure if that's not what works for you. I'm very chaotic. There's a reason I joined the Marine Corps. I love chaos. I love bringing order to chaos. I'm very good in stressful situations. That's like my thing. So, I'm good with being all over the place, and it works really well for me because I get everything done in a very it's in a very creative fashion. If you love just using a wall calendar with everything, that's awesome too.
You got to find what works for you.
Exactly.
Interesting. So you work with a small team, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have any tips for boosting productivity with your team as well?
Over communicating like crazy. Okay. It might suck at first, right? It's different than managing an established team. So if you're trying to do entrepreneurship for the first time and you don't have full-on employees and you're doing contractors, it's a different beast. You have to over communicate and spell out everything the way you want. Mm-hmm. One thing I have started doing about a year ago is putting together a standard operating procedures.
Yes.
For everything, like just writing it all out and having everybody do that as well. Ask me questions, no matter how stupid. Just do it. Like just ask the questions. Like I'll be an idiot sometimes. Like it's okay.
Yeah.
Fail fast and hard, and then learn the proper way.
Yeah.
And then over communication. Even if you think they should know this little thing, over communication. Make videos too. Videos work really well. To communicate if you're working with people in other countries and things like that.
Okay, very good. So what, so I know we've talked a little bit about your systems with the SOPs there, but are there any other systems or software that have been critical for helping streamline your operations?
Yeah, so I follow the profit first mentality. I don't know if you're familiar with that also. But from day one, I'm profitable, right? And it's pretty easy to do, I think, in marketing. Mm-hmm. So I've been profitable and I want to continue being as profitable as possible. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, I need to decrease spending and increase profit. And it's so much easier in like the digital space than it is when you have overhead. And even in web development, like you have a lot of stuff. So I've been focusing on web development for the last 2 years in terms of maximizing profit. Mm-hmm. I've been using something called AppSumo, if you know what that is.
Yeah.
Okay. So AppSumo, right? It's the whole model is a long time ago, you bought a product, you had it. Software, right? And now you have SaaS, but you have to pay monthly and you have to, but the updates are always there. This is a combo, right? The SaaS companies go on AppSumo, sell their product for a one-time fee and you have unlimited usage. So basically every component of everything I needed on for website building to have the best product possible. Mm-hmm. I've been watching AppSumo like a hawk, waiting for these things and trying products out and then buying them. And so I have lifetime licenses with unlimited licenses for almost everything I need for the, you know, foreseeable future until everything changes again. But yeah. I'm constantly buying it at such a discounted rate
that I'm
maximizing profit so much. And so right now I'm almost down to a zero spend for websites aside from hosting costs.
That's so cool.
And labor costs.
Yeah. One really cool thing about the lifetime deals, it's a lot of young companies that do that. Mm-hmm. And you get, you pay one time, but you get to take advantage of all the features as they grow quite often. You know, you get grandfathered in and it's just amazing value for your money.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I've hit on maybe 80 or 90% of them. So it's, you don't miss that often as long as you research first.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Very cool. So I'd love to talk about work ethic and what you think it takes, what kind of work ethic it takes to run a successful agency.
Okay, well, I like to, I guess I'll parrot Grant Cardone's words. Figure out what the maximum amount of time you need and you think it is. Like, what's the maximum amount of time? And multiply that by 10. And I think that's the amount of time it's actually really going to take you to grow this thing.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I love the 10X strategy. I feel like it's something that I just think about now automatically when I'm doing things, like how can I be 10Xing this?
Yeah.
So where do you see Geek Heroes in 5 years time?
Sold.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. I'm trying to exit. And so since the beginning, I knew that that's what I wanted to do with this company. Mm-hmm. I love marketing, but also that's okay to have that exit strategy. Yes, you need to have the why. You need to have a strong why. You need to have all that stuff. But, you know, I know my exit. I know where I need to get to because of EOS. I know what I need to do quarter to quarter. I've done financial modeling, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But my goal in 5 years is to have it sold. So I've been structuring basically as much as I can as a franchise as I can.
That's cool.
Plug and play, right? Turnkey. Like, I don't need to be here. And, you know, part of that was the AppSumo replacing everything to maximize profits, right? For sale, you want to maximize selling.
Yep.
The next thing is SOPs, right? You need it all written out so you don't have to be there.
Yeah.
Niching, so it's a lot easier to actually, you know, be very specialized. Would you work with me, a web developer who does service-based industries, or as a plumber, or would you work with a plumber website business that specializes in just plumber sites? So yeah. I'm going to be doing a lot of DBAs for every single industry and doing that as an umbrella and kind of structuring that way, because a ton of research will be done for plumbers, ton of research will be done for that. And it'll be niched in each one of these. That's my end goal. And that's the way I'm kind of going to do it as a kind of overview.
Yeah. Well, that's so cool. That's really exciting. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
Oh, so many books. I'm a huge reader, but let's see. I'll have to plug my buddy's book, Third Shift Entrepreneur. You should read it. It's great.
Okay.
It's about, the premise is essentially you have you want to start a business, but you're not sure, go get a job to fill the holes you don't have. Or if your company can already facilitate that, if you're a, you know, if you're a consultant, find jobs that are around that industry that you want to get into so you can learn it from within, and then go start your own thing as a third shift after your family time, after work. And so it's pretty cool. You should plug that book, Third Shift Entrepreneur.
Awesome. I love it. And what does your morning routine look like?
Wake up right around 7 usually. Usually I like to do about an hour before anything has to happen, at least. Mm-hmm. And wake up, coffee, food, relax, get ready. Write out a to-do list. Although I already have it, write it out again. It helps kind of reiterate in my brain.
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing today, and maybe reprioritize the list if needed.
Yep.
And then get started.
Awesome. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
CEO that I follow or study a lot of them, I guess, but like little bits and pieces. I try to be my own person, but I would say, if I had to see one, Elon Musk. I just like that he's just all go. I've got the like, you know, interview for a lot of his companies too and stuff. So I love the way he runs things, and it's pretty cool to see the constant innovation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's so inspiring. And what is your favorite online tool?
I'd probably have to say AppSumo. It's just such a time saver, cost saver, and gives me ideas for my business.
That's cool. Yeah, that's really interesting. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
You're going to have to dive into sales and become an awesome salesperson right off the bat instead of putting that off a year or two.
Such a good one. Yeah, I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Patrick. It was a pleasure having you on the show, and I really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Julia.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.